Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
I don't know how consumers think in this day and age when Wendy Nola is watching that you think you can get away with dodgy business. So the ombudsman... Oh, wait, good morning, Wendy.
Hello, Darren. The ombudsman's watching too.
So the Ombudsman for Consumer Goods and Services has warned South African consumers about no less than 5 dodgy operators who now have a track record of taking people's money without delivering the goods, right?
That's according to them, because they get complaints from the public. You complain free and they investigate them thoroughly and then try and engage with the suppliers to resolve. And in all these 5 cases, they've said the suppliers didn't cooperate. So she, quite unusually, the Ombudsman Makhata Mpahlele, she named them in her press release.
Name and shame.
They are, yes. So they were AF FSL Glass Distributors. They do aluminium windows and doors. This is all online, right? Benabok, which is leather shoes and bags. 4 Cities Removers, a removal company. Very bad idea to just go on a website. Appliance House, they did a lot of orders on Black Friday, which were never delivered. And then Milo Designs, which is the one based in Durban. Although it doesn't really matter where you're based. If you're in an online business, you get your customers from all over.
Yes.
So I wrote a news story based on the Ombuds warning, the press release that she put out. And Milo Designs owner Marco Wood emailed me to ask me why he hadn't been contacted for comment. He said, yes, we have experienced a major backlog, but we do have a store. Clients can come and lay a complaint and see what we do, to see that we do not scam them. We've been assisting the Ombudsman with the complaints, but they terminated all of our complaints and said we are not cooperating with them. Kindly investigate the matter before doing harm to a business which is always delivered. Yes, months later, but we have never not delivered. It would be much appreciated if you could rectify your mistake.
Okay.
So knowing that the Ombud would never put out such a warning without very good reason, I contacted Makhata Mpahlele about her office's dealings with that company. She sent me details of about 12 Milo Designs complaints that her office had dealt with from customers around the country. Interestingly, mostly from Gauteng.
Okay.
A couple, one I think from KZN, another one from Northwest, I think. Anyway, they ordered bedroom furniture mostly from the company's Facebook page. All of them paid off in terms of a lay-by agreement, but they didn't get the goods. And the company has a no-refund policy.
Oi.
So we have your money for a year or so, plus we're not giving you the goods. We're not refunding you. You must just sort of wait.
How much
Most
money
of them
are we
still haven't
about?
Been paid. Well, 10,000 Rand, 15,000 Rand. One woman ordered 3 suites for 26,000 Rand, I think it was.
Sure.
Last payments go back last April, last February, last August. Long time. The Ombuds files notes say that the same thing for every one of those complaints. The company failed to cooperate over the course of several months that they had the files open. And Makhata said to me, as you can see, we have tried with Milo Designs and we have not been able to get them to cooperate. It's only after several attempts to engage with a supplier that we decide to close cases and refer them to the National Consumer Commission.
Okay, but so the owner of Milo Designs thinks it's unfair because they always deliver the goods eventually. That's what you said.
Yes. Yes. Apparently customers must be content to pay their money, lots of it, and then just wait patiently for the 6 months, a year,
or
whatever it takes. Well, some people have paid in full and more a year ago until they're ready to deliver. And you know, in what universe is that ever going to be okay for the consumer, for the supplier maybe, but not for the consumer?
No. What? So what is the delay?
I did get an explanation because, as I say, I was going into this thoroughly now, and I'll share that in a little bit.
Okay, when we come back.
East Coast Breakfast.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Quick recap. The Ombud for Consumer Goods and Services has issued a warning about several online retailers after receiving many complaints about them, mainly that they take payments for goods which they don't deliver and they won't issue a refund. So, justifiably so. Wendy?
Absolutely. I mean, that's not on. You've either got to say, sorry, we can't deliver, here's your money back, or deliver the goods. You can't just keep saying, we will deliver, we will deliver,
eventually,
we will deliver.
Yeah,
the CPA says you've got to deliver when you say you will, and if not, then the consumer is entitled to a refund. That's how it works. So in addition to the dozen or so cases which the Ombud sent me relating to Springfield, Durban-based Milo Designs. Two people contacted me directly to complain about their experiences with the company. Just last week, Anati Ngongo told me that she bought 3-bedroom suites to the value of 26,000 Rand. That's the 26 I was talking about earlier. On labor in November 2017, she started paying for those three. She made final payment last August, so that's 8 months ago. Mm-hmm. To this day, she told me, I've not received my stuff. I've tried calling, visiting the shop. I went the lawyer route. I contacted the National Consumer Commission and the Consumer Ombud. All I get is promises from this company. Mm. And then Troela Mahale of Northwest told me that she paid Milo Designs 12,000 Rand for a bedroom suite, also making final payment by last August, and she too has yet to get her goods. And this is the part that really got me. She was so desperate to get answers, to get her goods, to get something, because she couldn't get hold of the company sitting up in Northwest. So she actually paid for a flight to Durban. Oy. She got to the Springfield shop, but neither the owner or the salesman were there, so it was a wasted trip for her. Jeez. So much for clients can come to lay a complaint and see that we do not scam them. Having the actual physical shop didn't help Shwarelo at all.
Yo, that's not good.
With her case.
So what is the problem?
Okay, so owner Marco Wood reached out to me. He felt that it was unfair that his side of the story was not reflected in the ombudsman's press release warning. He said he started the business a few years ago in a garage, and within months, in his words, it blew into something beyond my control. He said he had to move, but that move into premises was very expensive, and then it was compounded by courier problems. He said, in all honesty, we pushed orders back of clients that weren't complaining, hoping that we'd get their items out before they complained. Mm. Most we did get out. A few did not go as planned. Well, if you look at the Ombuds case book and Hello Peter, it does seem like it was more than just a few. Mm. Yes, we could have. I said, why didn't you just stop orders then if you weren't managing to deliver? And he said, yes, we could have stopped orders then and tried to get up to date. But with the move, we needed the capital. Mm. The response was rather lacking in any form of remorse, I must be honest. He says, I honestly thought we would catch up quicker with the factory. Mm. And then he went through the 14 cases that I'd forwarded to him, most of them from the Ombuds, saying that 3 of them had since received their goods. I need to check up on that still. Some were ready for delivery, and the rest he promised delivery by the end of this month. Mm-hmm. He said Anati, for example, would get her 3 bedroom suites by Monday. And of course, I intend to follow up to see if those promises are kept.
Yeah,
no, I will. I'm sure you will. Very invested now.
You are Wendy Nola. That's how you roll.
But now, overburdened, but yes.
There was another thing there that kind of bugs me. What about this company's no refund policy?
Yeah. Okay, so that you can't have. Obviously, if you're making custom furniture, which this looks like it was, you can't then, as the customer, if you've ordered a custom suite, then say, I don't want it, give me my money back, because it doesn't work like it. That is not legal. But in this case, to take somebody's money over a period of time, then they've paid in full, then you say from 5 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever it is, from now you will get your suite, and then months, and in some cases a year, rolls by without delivery. You can't stick to your no refunds, because Section 19 of the CPA says quite simply, a supplier must refund a consumer if they are unable to deliver on the agreed date and time. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. Otherwise, it would be an untenable situation, as in this, where you can hold the consumer to ransom and say, well, you're not getting your money back. I will deliver. It's not a scam. I'll deliver when I can. That is not an acceptable way to do business. So Milo Designs has had their right of response. The Ombudsman, Mahatim Bahlele, has said that she'll issue a second media statement if the company resolves the complaints and makes a commitment not to repeat the same conduct. Mm. So let's give them a chance here. But the advice is, obviously, before you do business with an online retailer, check if it is registered with the CGSO, the Consumer Goods and Services Ombudsman. Mm. And they have a list of all those retailers on their website. We'll put the address and everything on the blog. And you can also check, before you hand over your money, check if their previous complaints have been against the company and how they've dealt with them. That's also on the Ombuds site. And check online reviews from previous customers on their Facebook pages if they're not deleting them. And then independent websites like Hello Peter before you decide to do business Absolutely. with um, with an online company, bearing in mind you're doing so out of sight. There could be a complete scam. Mm. This company obviously does exist. They got in over their heads, and now they need to make good.
No, well, let's hope they can catch up.
Let's hope so. Their stuff looks very nice, in fact. So, yeah, let's to be continued.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
Listen, if you want to get a hold of Wendy Nola, best place is on her Facebook. There is an email option there. It's Wendy Nola Consumer.
East Coast Breakfast
with Darren Moore, Kerry and Skye.